So in other words, and since the halacha is like a chachamim, so we have to say that according to Rashi, the ritva's din is not so. I mean, Rashi is chilek on the ritva's din, because the ritva paskens at the halacha lemais. It is obvious that the ritva doesn't pasken like from here. The ritva also paskens like a chachamim, and still, the ritva says that even with the Rishim of Shalim Hashem, but if he doesn't want to rely on Shim of Shalim Hashem, he doesn't have to. So he couldn't say that the machlek is between Rami and the Chachomim and the Din. So then it would be contrary to the Ritva's Chiddush. The answer is, the Ritva doesn't explain the Gemara as Rashi does. Rashi says that the Pshat of Shalim Shloshim Misham Shibimeich means Meich Mishasta Shmish, and Shalim Shloshim, when Rami says Shalim Shloshim, it means Mutoris. So when the Chachomim say no, so it means Asuris. The Ritva says, Shom Shlosh Misham Zimeich means Mishas Tashmish. But when Remeya says Misham Zimeich, it doesn't mean Shom Shlosh Imam Utovit Misham Zimeich, but it means Shom Shlosh Imam Mechuyovet Misham Zimeich. And the Chachomim, when the Achilik and Remeya, so they agree that they are Mutovit Misham Zimeich. They Shom Shlosh. But why? So the Ritva says, in a moment. So the Chachomim agree that the Shom Shlosh are allowed to be Misham Zimeich. But whereas Rav Meir says they are mechuyovis, they are obligated to be Misham Zimeich Mishas Tashmish, the Chachomim say, Shem Apsoim Hashem, they are not mechuyovis. If they don't want to be Misham Zimeich, nah. Why not? Because Shem Apsoim Hashem. So they don't have to be Misham Zimeich. But if they want to be Misham Zimeich, they can. Why? Because Tzakone there is. So that's why with the Ritva Shitei Yivomes, there you go. But then the question arises, why does Rav Meir say, Shol Yishnosh Misham Shem Zimeich, and even if they want to be Misham Shkidar Kol, they cannot, but Shem Atzoyim Hashem, so we have to say, according to the Ritva, and that's also the Shittah of the Ramban in Ksuvas, Afanetes, and it's also the Shittah of the Rav, Mishim Kubetes, in Ksuvas, Afanetes. So they agree of not that this, that according to the Ritva and the Ramban and the Rav in Ksuvas, so the Meir is chilek on the whole deen of Shem Atzoyim Hashem. They agree with Shem Atzoyim Hashem, but they hold that Shem Atzoyim Hashem has only application to the case where one involves himself in the Chashosh of the of Sakone, not when he involves somebody else. So let's say, the Gemara in Shabbos mentions entry Dav Yaakov is down. So on certain days, one is not supposed to be back is down, because on certain days there is a Chashosh of Sakone. So the Gemara says, well, even in Doshim Rabin, people are back is down any day of the year. Indiscriminately. So Shem Apsoim Hashem. So the Meile, one is allowed to be makis dam. So there he involves only himself in the sakone. Mashenkin here, he involves his wife in the sakone, the baby or the, let's say, Benedict Menekes, or Mudaris, the fittest, somebody else. So there is no aloche of Shem Apsoim Hashem, of the heter, to involve someone else in the Chashosh HaChi. How about the Gemara that I invade? Here it's also the Tinnik, Soinach Nami. Rav Meir, the Gemara sent there because we pass like the Chachomim. So even Doshim Rabbi, so we are allowed to be malitinic also, because according to the Chachomim, they apply the aloha of the heter of Shem Apsoim Hashem, even when you involve somebody else, by Gimu Roshim. So, Ktano, so he involves his wife, the Ktano involves in the Chashosh Rechei of Sakone. Or Miniko, so he involves the Tinnik in the Chashosh Rechei of Sakone. Or Mulberes, the Fites, in the Chashosh Rechei of Sakone. So, and still the Chachomim say Shem Apsoim Hashem. So that's why the Gemara says, we need to be Rabbi, so Malinon. Mashiach and Gemara in Shabbos, we got to have Dam. That could be true even according to Rav Meir. Because over there, when one is Makis Dam, on certain days, when there is Yechshosh HaRechik of Sakone, so he only involves himself. So then Rav Meir agrees with the Din of Shin of Soim Hashem, when one involves himself. But when one involves somebody else, and somebody without his real Dam, because Miniko, so is the Tinnik, I mean the Tinnik certainly is not in a position to give his own consent, and he involves him if he would be Mishamish without Meir Kidalkon, so then the Tinnik might become involved in Yechshosh HaRechik of Sakone, because she might become Uberes, and then the Tinnik will be forced to be winged from nursing, and then the day, so his life will be in danger. Or Mubera, so the fittest. And Tano, so you can say, how about Tano? So the answer is Tano, even if she gives the consent. So it is as if she didn't give the consent. So Mimele, Rebmeya agrees with the halacha of Shem Absolim Hashem. Rebmeya holds that the heter of Shem Absolim Hashem applies only when the person involves himself. Not when he involves somebody else. Whereas they call it the Chachomim. So the halacha of Shem Absolim Hashem, the heter of Shem Absolim Hashem, is not only limited, it does not only apply to one's own involvement in the Choshen Chachomim Sakonim, but even involving somebody else. That's why he says, Kimu Roshi. So the Chachomim say that even the Kimu Roshi are not Mechoyovis to be Mishamzim. If they don't want to be Mishamzim Meir, and if they prefer to be Mishamzim Kidakon, they are allowed. Now, of course, the Alochi is like the Chachomim, that the Heter Hashem Soim Hashem applies even to the involvement of other people in the Choshen Chik of Sakone, where it's Choshen Rabbi. So that's why the Gemara says, Ligabe Dafayim Beis, Ligabe Mila of a teenage, for him, the Choshen Rabbi, Shem Soim Hashem. But in Ochname, according to Rabbi Meir, it's also fair to be Mali teenage, be any of the shooting enemy. Now, then the third pshat, so again the same thing. Now the third pshat, that's in the pshat of Chametan, that Imu Roshi Mishamshi, the Meir has reference to Meich Le'achatashish. It is reference to Meich Le'achatashish. But, Gimu Mo, when Rabbi Meir says, Gimu Mo, Shemishamish Le'meich, it means Mechiyovitz. And the Chachomim, when they say, Kidakon, they're not Mechiyovitz. But if they want to, they can use Meich Le'achatashish. Why? Because of Shemeir, Psoim Hashem. So even though it involves, others, if they are Mishamshis Kidalkon and they don't use Meich Lachatashmish, so then they involve others, the Tinek or the Fites, or the Ktano, so when he allows her to use Meich Lachatashmish, so then involves others in Echsho Shem Chayik of Sakone, so according to the Chachomim, that the Chosuf of Shem Absolim Hashem implies that one is allowed to involve even others without their consent. So we're allowed to take by playing even a baby who can give his consent because of Shem Absolim Hashem. And Rameya agrees with the deen of Shem Absolim Hashem, but only when you involve yourself, not when you involve them. Yes.
No.
The machlekes between Rameya and Chachomim is not and the Shaila in Ashfos Ezerah. Because he says that Chachomim emphasize in the Shemayim Yirachu, Mishim Shenem Hashem Absolim Hashem.
What? There is an
Easter
on Isha, like Rashi.
Yeah, right. So it's mashma that the Rameya is chilek on the application of Shem Absolim Hashem. It's not the machlekes in Ashfos Ezerah. What does he say that Rameya holds?
He was playing
So we see from these Rishonim that according to Rambam, everybody agrees that there is no Issa of Ashfos Ezerah incumbent upon the Ish. There is no Issa. Alright, now, let's say now, we said that in explaining Rambam, so we said that Rambam said, in view of the fact, now from Rambam's motion, it takes the fear as Ashfos. We have the time, ויצר מקש משום גולה משום גולה נסבול מי ואישה שאינסנס הכניח מיוזר אשר זה so it's much more for the time that even the Gimel Noshi I'm not allowed to use Meich Bishas Tashmish because if the Gimel Noshi would use the Meich Bishas Tashmish so then the husband Bishas Tashmish would be either on itself which is Elva Tolo because it's Matal Zera al 18 blah blah so I said last time that according to Rashi it is not like that because any Yitzvah Zera Dera Rabieh does not involve an Isaiah of Mitzvah Zera Latom just as one is allowed to stay married to an islandess. There is no aloha that if a husband finds out that the woman is an islandess that he has to divorce her, only if he has no children, so then he can divorce her because of his mitzvah of period of review. But suppose he has children, he must be kind, so then there is no aloha that he has to divorce her. So any, if the Yitzvah Zera is there a beer, then he doesn't involve any self Mitzvah Zera. But in this case, where the Mishamish B'meir, so since the issue comes out on the Meir, so the Meir, it's not considered there a beer. But it's not considered there a beer if it's possible to have the cohabitation in the natural way. But if a natural cohabitation might result, Chas V'Sholem, in the sakone of the woman, so then it's impossible for him to have the cohabitation in the natural way. So then the cohabitation of the Meir is considered there a chayv on there a beer. So the Meir doesn't involve any Yisera of Yitzvah Zera. Masha'inkin according to Ramatam, when there is no Yisera, when there is no Yisera of Ashkos Zera Lachatash Mish altogether. So the Meir Ramatam says that even the Gimel Noshi, Tesis in the name of Ramatam says, that even the Gimel Noshi are not allowed to use Meir Bishas Tashmish, because it's matil aleitim lavoni, and we cannot say, well, this will result in the impairment of the health of the woman, because there's no alternative. Suppose enoch namis will not have an alternative, if let's say doctors will say that the meich lacha tashmish is not effective, it's not a good effect, it's not a sure guarantee, whereas meich kinen tashmish is a better guarantee, so then Ramatam will be made it. But Ramatam applies the memory of Rav Nachman to a case where the Meich Lacha Tashmish is certainly effective. So Memele, Ramatam says, is not allowed to use Meich Bishas Tashmish because as far as the health of the woman is concerned, so there is another Itzeh, there is another alternative. So Memele, Bie al the Meich is not the Recho'elom, it's not in the natural way. So Memele, it involves an Itzeh of Itzeh Azeh Olato. Now, the Rishenim will explain. The Rishenim will explain that the price of Shorish Noshim Mishamshim B'meich to Meich Mishastashmish. But it means, the Meir says Shorish Noshim B'meich, it means Mechiyovis L'shamshim B'meich. So the Chachomim Achili come to Meir and they say, so Shilap Soim Hashem, so that means they're not Mechiyovis, but Mitoreis, they are. How about what would Reb Meir and the Chachomim say in regard to Shomosh? A normal woman, I mean, for whom pregnancy does not involve any sakone or any impairment of health. So, what's the pshat according to these Rishayim? Of course, according to Rashi, so it goes without saying. Rashi pshat is Shomosh Noshi Mishamshim Meich are allowed. So that means what other Noshim are asures. The question is, according to the Ramban, and the Rav, and the Ritva, and the Rivon and the Mordechai. So who say that Shomish Noshim Mishamshim B'meich means Meir Bishas Tashmish? But Shomish Noshim Mishamshim B'meich means Mechiyovitz Mishamshim B'meich. So how about other Noshim? Other Noshim are not Mechiyovitz, but Mitoris they are. Or other Noshim are certainly Asoris. So on that point there is a Machleket Hashem. You see, the Ritva and the Rivon, the Ritva and the Rivon, they both explain the Gemara the same way. The Ritva and the Rivon explain the Gemara the same way. In other words, Shomish Noshim Mishamshim B'meich means Meich Bishas Tashmish, and Mishamshim means Mechiyovis L'shamshim B'meich. So from the Ritva it's mashma that Shomish Noshim are Mechiyovis L'shamshim B'meich. According to Rav Meir. Mechiyovis, even if they prefer to be Mishamshim B'darkon, so we tell them, you're not allowed to be Mishamshim B'darkon, because of the Chosh of the Chayik of Sakon. So the Chachonim, Achelik and Seishin of Soim Hashem, they are allowed to be Misham Shkidah Akon if they want. Dalal, but if they prefer to be Mishamzimeich, then the Chachamim are also made there, said the Amitoni is to be Mishamzimeich. But Adonoshi, Bein according to Chachamim, Bein according to the Meir, so it's Mashal from the Rifro, are certainly Asurits to Mishamzimeich, because of the Yisrael of Mitzizel Batolo and the power of the Baal. So how can that be explained? Because the Rifro emphasizes, Shomishnoshi Mishamzimeich, Amichuyove is to be Mishamzimeich. Because of the Choshen Chayit of Sakone. But Adonoshi, so he says, and there is no Yisrael. Why? Because of Sakone. Implication B, he says, there is no Yisrael. There is no Yisrael because of the Sakone, and on the contrary, they are Mechuyovis to Mishamzim, because they cannot assume the risk of the Sakone. And, but Adonoshi, which Mashma, are Asurets. Why? Because of the Yisrael of Yisrael Vato. The Rivon, from the Rivon and the Mordechai, it's Mashma, that Shomish Noshim Mishamzim Meir means Mechuyovis Mishamzim Meir. So, Mechuyovis, even if they want to be Mishamzim Darkon, they are not allowed to be Mishamzim Darkon, they are not allowed to assume the risk. But Adonoshim are not Mechuyovis to be Mishamzim Meir, but if they want, so any woman is allowed to be Mishamzim Meir. Why? Because they hold that since it's their fear, even though the issue does not come out on the Gufo Isho, but it comes out on the Meir, but the Meir is inside the Gufo Isho, so the Meir, it's considered their Rebbe, and it doesn't involve any Yisrael Vashvadidara. So in other words, we have a machleket between the Rivon and the Ritvon. Now the Mordechai mentions the Rivon, but the Rivon says it in the name of Ramadan. So in other words, our tasteless says in the name of Ramadan that even the Sholish Noshim are not allowed to put Meir Mishastashmish, because it's not their Tashmish. So we explain it. Because since she has an alternative of eliminating any possibility of sakone by using meich lachatashmish, so mele using meich bishastashmish is not a rabbiye. So mele it involves itself, it's a zera. But the Rivon mentions in the name of Rabbetam just the opposite. The Mordechai, the end of the first page. The first paragraph in the Mordechai, So he mentions in the name of the Tam just the opposite of what Teisus says in the name of the Tam. Teisus here mentions in the name of the Tam, the Tam Tashmish, what they also written to Meir, the name of Tashmish Vikach, Baru Kematul Zera Leitim Avoni. But he says in the name of the Tam, if you learn here in the name of the Tam, the Tam 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 of the Tam, but the issue comes out of the Meir, but it's still there at the end. So the Meir doesn't involve any Yisrael Vashvase Zera. It doesn't involve any Yisrael Shvaseh Zerah. Umforesh Rabnetam, Misham Sheh Tzriches Misham Ish Bimeich, Ve'et Teivo Kama Shalom. Aval Shom Noshim, Eyon Tzriches, Mihu Yiboy Misham Ish Bimeich, Lekeiso. Vechein Piresh. So he says, Mihu Yiboy Misham Ish Bimeich, Vishash Tashmish. It's also like he said, Vechein Piresh Rivon, and if you look at your Rivon, so I mean, you could argue that maybe he means Aval Shom Noshim in Tzriches Mihiboy Misham Ish Bimeich, to use Meir Lacha Tashmish, but he says V'chein Kiresh Rivon, and if you look up the Rivon says explicitly, Im Bishastash. So in other words, so we have the Machlik, the Ritvo emphasizes the Ritvo and the Kedushim here in Yevames, so he emphasizes Sholish Noshim Mishamsim Meir, they are Mechuyev to use Meir Bishastashmish. They are Mechuyev to use Meir Bishastashmish. He says, why? Because of the Sakone. But he implies that any other Noshim are Asuris to use Meir. Why? Because the Ritvo agrees with the thesis here, that inasmuch as the issue comes out on the Meir, so Meir it's not considered Derech Tashmish, it's not the natural way of Tashmish. So, and by Shom Noshim, where there is no emergency in using Meir, so Meir Tashmish on the Meir is not Derech Tashmish. If it's not Derech Tashmish, so it involves an Yisrael of its Azara, whereas according to the Rivon and the Mordechai, according to the Rivon, the Mordechai, if it's there, be it. Even though the issue doesn't come on the goof of the issue, but the issue comes on the Meir, so it doesn't involve any Yisrael of Ashvaseh. It doesn't involve any Yisrael. All right. This is the 经上的训练是。
How come, you mentioned
the beginning, the old version of the beginning, they don't mention... Well, there's something else that means. The meaning of Peter, period of Hidio, is only Shaya Hidio was Mikayan. If the husband was Mikayan, what if he was Mikayan? He already has it been in the past. So then that detail doesn't apply. Here the Gemara is not concerned with the mitzvah period.
But
no one
assumes that no dream without being
no, that of course it's not there because of the different mitzvah period. Alright. Now the Gemara says, Milikoma, Shem, Tisada Vishem Otomus. Now what's the shaykhet of the whole suge of Shom Shnosh Misham Sinemeich Tiyubameh? So that's the shaykhet. So the Gemara says, Milikoma Shem Otisada Vishem Otomus, Milikhlau Di Tisada Di Meabre Veloi Meiso. He says, Shem Otisada Vishem Otomus. So that means, that implies, that even if she is embarrassed, there is only a possibility that she might die. Not, it's not about that. Michlaus, not only there is a possibility that she could give birth to a child, a viable child, and it will not affect her life. So, Michlaus, if you tell me about it, I'm going to say, in case you want to see your chameis in my enemy, if you want to see your chameis in your homo, שמין צו איילן איז אוי שם דעם שמיאנו so for the mission it appears that it's impossible. It's impossible for a woman to have a viable child while she's a ktan. But from that lotion of Nachman, ktan, Shem Otisade, and Shem Otomus. Shem Otomus and Shem Oloitomus. So not only there is a possibility in Oloitomus, and she'll have a viable child. She'll remain alive, and the child will be alive. So b'meyumeh, there is a possibility to be a chameisei mimayemetz. Why does the Mishnah say that is cannot even be visualized. So the Gemara answers, Eimo Shemotisabe Vitomus, not Shemotisabe Vishemotomus, because the expression Shemotisabe Vishemotomus has the connotation, maybe yes and maybe no. That maybe she will give birth to a viable child and her life will not be affected. But Shemotisabe Vitomus, once it's Misabe, the Shemo is only Tichshosh and Cheike, and she'll become pregnant. But once, if she does chas v'shalom become pregnant, so then she is fatherless. So in many ways we can understand the lashon haMishneh lo mitzinu chameis in ma'aretz. Yomar Rabbi Rivoye gvul yishlo keidem hazman hazeh misaberes kolit. Before 11 she is not misaberes. Teich hazman hazeh hi meiso v'yu promeis le'ach hazman hazeh hi chayo v'yu brocha. Now in there are statistics, let's say in China, I mean, and the tropical countries, of little girls who gave birth to children, I mean, at the age of 9, at the age of 8. Now, here the Gemara says that it's impossible. Now, Teis says, in Sanhedrin and Esti Kashe, that we see from Basheva, I mean, that she gave birth to a child while she was a ktana, according to the Cheshbon there in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So Teis says, gives the parents the deal of shaming, so they became developed. They became physically developed and they reached puberty at an earlier age than today, than the deal of. So in other words, so Teis says that the deal is of shaming, so it was possible. I mean, for a girl who was less than 11 years old to give birth to a viable child. Only the deal of. So we see that there is a difference. So in Mele, it could be, it doesn't happen in these countries, so it only happens in the tropical countries. In other words, it has something to do with the climate. So among Jews, there is no statistics nowadays of Jewish girls before 11 giving birth. And not only of Jewish girls, even I mean of non-Jewish girls before 11. In this country, there is no such statistics, even though, I mean, the level of morality in this country is at a very low end. So you couldn't say that it doesn't happen because of the high rate of morality. So it's because it's impossible, but in the tropical countries, so their organism is different, I mean, and they attain puberty at an earlier age. So it's not, what the Gemara says is in consonance with the So the Gemara says, דומה רבי בר ליואי, גבול יש לו קדם הזמן הזה בפור 11, אם יסבר אסקוליקר, תיך הזמן הזה, היא מייסו ואוברמייס, ואח הזמן הזה, היא חיו ואורחה. אין לי ואותון הרבי בשמואל, יאתו יוחלימה וחמייסי ואים חמייסי, ואים חומו אוף שמיצו ארנס, וישמי אנו שכבו יורדו? So, Rash explains, since it says שכבו יורדו, so it implies that she's still economic. So, because if, let's say, it's a reference, if it's a reference to a girl who is already older, so he's at the 12, so let us say, Leiste Shekwa Godu, why does it say Shekwa Yodu? It says, that in Roshna Mishni, Yati Yachrim V'chameisei V'chameisei, V'im Chomov Shemim Tzayon Ez, O Shemienu, Shekwa Yodu. It doesn't say Shekwa Godu. So, if we say that it's possible, even for a girl who has not reached the age of godless, so we can understand as to why it says Shekwa Yodu. So Mele, for some reason, if it's Yodu, Mele is not affected. So even though the Gemara didn't know yet his wife, but the Gemara was forced to assume that if she gives birth to a child, so then she cannot be Menes. Why? So the Gemara didn't know it yet. But since the Gemara did know, the Gemara was retired from the Rosh Hashanah, that inasmuch that the Mishnah uses the Rosh, Rabbi Bashmuel uses the Rosh, inasmuch as Rabbi Bashmuel uses the Rosh Shekwa Yodu, so that implies that she might not have reached the age of godless. But that account of the fact that it's Yodu, so Mil is not affected. But anyway, we see it's possible to give birth to a child and with the mother remaining alive even before the age of godless. And you say, so how can you say that Techas Manazeh, he may serve you promise, and Kedimas Manazeh in the Paris Kolikia, the Russian by Rabbi Bashmuel is Shekwa Yodu. So Mil is not affected. But God will not. So it's mashma that it's possible to give birth to a child even before godless, because if only after godless it is possible to give birth to a child, not before godless. So Rav Shmuel should use another motion. He should say, Yato Yochlima v'chameizim v'chameizim v'choshim tzayin sheminu, Shekwa Godu. Why do you say Shekwa Yodu? So it's mashma, even though Godu it's not. Elo leilom shemot isabei v'shemot amuz. So it's a possibility. There is a possibility that she'll give birth to a viable child, and the mother will remain alive. So why do we say that we can't visualize minus? So we can visualize minus. And the kasha, Amar Rav Sanche, Bonimarim Kisimonim. So in other words, even so, from this Gemara, it's mashma that even before the age of godless, even before the age of 12, if she gives birth to a child, so she becomes a dayel, even before the age of 12. Now, so that's why it's impossible to visualize a chameisim imaenes, because if she's a chameisim, she's a mother-in-law. So that means that she has given birth to a child, otherwise she couldn't be a mother-in-law if she didn't give birth to a child. So she already gave birth to a child the moment she gave birth to a child, even if she is less than 12. So she already becomes a gdeilah, and the gdeilah cannot be imaenes. And now we can understand this, why Rabbi Bashmuel uses the Russian Shekwa Yodu. Because if you use the relationship for Godlu, so then I would think that it means she's already 12. But no, she can give birth even before 12. Even before 12, she can give birth. And so that's why it uses the relationship for Godlu. But then you'll ask, Monefshe, if she gave birth before 12, so she should still be able to be in my MS? The answer is, Bonmarin Simon. So the male, once she produced the money, so then meal is not affected. Now, so from this Gemara, it's mashma. Now, the halacha is that if, let's say, a bus brings the money, produces stay silent, before she is 12 years old, so she doesn't become a male. Why? Because it's a shumadam. It's not indicative of puberty. It's not indicative of puberty. It's shumadam. But suppose the Shlisayres wouldn't be shum. It would be simon. Suppose for some reason the Shlisayres, Al Tadin, would not be considered shumadam. It would be simon. But she's still not 12. Does she become a dele or not? Because we can argue either way. We can say that there are two prerequisites for godless. One is simon, Shlisayres, and one is shum. Or some melee, if we say that way, that that there are two prerequisites for godliness. One shoni, one himoni, and one shoni. And one shoni. So then, even if she'll produce stay silent, but if she's not 12 yet, or the same question could arise in connection with the ben. Let's say, suppose, now the halacha is that if the ben produces stay silent before he's 13, so it's shumagal. It's not himoni. So even if he becomes 13, he doesn't become a godel. Unless he produces new shtisayras. But suppose he doesn't produce new shtisayras. He only has the shtisayras that he had before he was 13. So he doesn't become a godel. So why? Because the shtisayras is not simon. Because it's not an indication. Shtisayras are considered simon if they are an indication, if they are symptomatic of puberty. But even sometimes a little child has hair all over his body, that's because of a certain glandular disturbance, I mean, because of a hormone ailment that he has. So then it's not symptomatic of puberty. So that's what Gemara means, shumadal. In other words, it's not simon. So, but suppose the shtisayres is simon, and the ben is not 13 yet, and the bas is not 12 yet. Does he become a god or does she become a devil? So the question is whether we need two prerequisites of godless, simoni and shoni, or only simoni. So teisa shite here and all over, and you need all over. Teisa shite is that if the shtisayres would be simoni, so then the ben would become a god even before 13. The only reason as to why shtisayres is event produces shtisayres before 13, or the bas produces shtisayres before 12, so it's not a godly daily, because it's shumidalme. It's not indicative of purity. So, but if for some reason it is simoni, so it's without shumid. The Rambam, the Rav Chaim says, I mean, it's not so explicit in the Rambam, but Rav Chaim assumes that the Rambam shite is to the contrary, that there are two separate type of requirements for godliness. One is simoni, and one is in shot. Now the kusoy. So in other words, so even if the simoni, even if the shisayres are simoni, are not human about me, a ben couldn't become a god, or the bas couldn't become a deure without shot. So now why then does the Gemara say that the reason is why if a ben produces shisayres before 13, a bas produces shisayres before 12, so it doesn't become a god like deure because it's human about me? So without recourse to human about me, the answer is there's a big nasty minute. You see, if it is true according to the Rambam, there are two prerequisites for godless, one is simonim and one is shonim, but if it hasn't been shimebealme, so then we would only have to wait until the boy becomes 13, until the girl becomes 12. And for the moment the girl becomes 12 and the boy becomes 13, even though they don't produce new shtisayres, they would become daily. But on account of the fact that the shimebealme, so even when the boy becomes 13, even when the girl becomes 12, so they do not become a good or a zele until they produce new shtisayres. But in Echaname, until the age of 13, until the age of 12, according to the Rambam, it cannot become a good. Now, here the Gemara says here, so how do we answer the kashe? Because Rabbi Bashmuel says, she kvo yoldu. So he doesn't say she kvo godlu. Why? Because it's possible to give birth and the mother should remain alive and the child should remain alive even before the age of 12. So that's why he doesn't say she kvo godlu. Because if he used the washing she kvo godlu, I would say that he means that it's impossible before the age of 12 to give birth to a child. But the question is, so according to the Rambam, that even if there is simon, so still she doesn't become a gdele until the age of 12. So why does the Mishnah say, Motzinu Chamei Seimi Ma'enes? Why does the Mishnah say Motzinu Chamei Seimi Ma'enes? But it's possible we can visualize. Let's say she gave birth to a child before she was 12, and the pshat is Shemot Isabel v'Shemot Tomus, but it's possible Shloi Tomus, and the child is Bakayomet. Some Mimele, what if there she doesn't become until she's 12? Because there is another prerequisite, Shonim. So in the interim, between the birth of the child, let's say she gives birth, when she gives birth to the child, she's 11 and 10 months old. So within the 2 months that remain until she becomes 12, so she should be able to be minus. So we have to say that once the girl, the woman, has attained the godless of Simonim, even though she's not in Bela, because the godless of Shonim is lacking, but Miu is not affected. Because that was a special takone. Now, the taloche is that even if we bore le'olacha godless, so she cannot be minus. So the reason as to why le'olacha godless, she cannot be mine, is not because once she became Igdoyle and the husband continues living with her, so then there is new Kedushin, because he's Mikadish Bipiyeh. So then, if that had been the reason, so then we should say that when is a, if God law is even by MS, only if we bore le'olacha she God law. But aloha is that even if bore le'olacha, even if the Baal lived with her, after she became Igdoyle, even if he did not live with her, after she became a daily, even if they were separated from the time she became a daily, she still cannot be Mimayanis. But there is no new Kedushin. So that's a special takone, the Chachomim of Misake, that new is only effective as long as she's not a daily. But the moment she becomes a daily, even though no new Kedushin were realized because the husband was not Boaleo, so there was no new Kedushin, so the only Kedushin is a Kedushin in Rabbanon, but after she becomes a Gdele, Miul is not effective. So according to the Rambam, we have to say, the moment she has reached godless of Simonim, even though she's not a Gdele as yet, because the godless of Sholim is lacking, Miul is not effective. So this is what it was. That she cannot be man. What is that?
With the
Raisa she's eating, of course. But my
mother. According to
Rambam, I mean, I thought you asked whether with Bonnie she becomes a
daily. That's what I mean, with Bonnie. With Bonnie with the Raisa
she becomes a daily. If she has reached the age.
No, she hasn't
reached the age. So she's not a daily according to
Rambam.
With the
Raisa
she's not a
daily.
She is a daily. The Hasidah Marin Bonnie is money. Finish day. So now it's according to Midnik, let's be basic her. Midnik. So the Gemara says no, BDK is not effective. It's not a sure way of telling. Because suppose we are basic and we see she doesn't exercise. So then Hashino Shemanosh. He will mando ma khishin. El mando ma khish ma ito neima. Aftu mando ma khishin. Mishim tzahalei de Hashino.
I don't want to interfere with the shabbat. Now, let's go over. We did go over part of the cases before, but let's go over the cases again after mentioning the various shittos of Hashem. Sholish noshim mishamsu v'meich. Now we finished the Gemara and after the Gemara now. Sholish noshim mishamsu v'meich. Pirish hakuntres muta mishamsu v'meich. אבל שום נושים עושה המשמשכות הזר. אף על גב, זה מניף כדי הפיר יבריד. Now, so, the way we explain it, I don't know whether I mentioned it or not. Maybe I didn't spell it out. Now, Rashi שיתן לי, Rashi, according to Rashi, so the Gemara of Shorish Noshim has reference to משמשיש במייך בישת תשמיש, not לאחת תשמיש. So what does Teisa say? Avol shol noshim osa mishmashkos ezera Avol gav Deloi mifke de apir yavrivyo. So that has nothing to do according to Rashi, according to Rabbeinu Tam. So the Gemara has reference to meich lachatashmish, but according to Rashi the Gemara has reference to meich bishastashmish. So the Gemara doesn't discuss meich lachatashmish. So why does it say, why does Teisa say in explaining Rashi, Avol shol noshim osa mishmashkos ezera Avol gav lemifke de apir yavrivyo? In other words, he doesn't agree with Rambam Shita. Rambam Shita is that a woman who is not mitzvah apir yavrivyo, so she is not mutar shmashkos ezera. Rashi is chayrit.
But according to Rashi, this question doesn't come up because the Gemara has reference to Meich Bishas Tashmish. To Meich Bishas Tashmish. So then the Yisrael is the Yisrael of the Baal because he's shown us it because he's Meich Yisrael of Atola. The answer is the two, Rashi. Says that the Gemara of Sholish Noshim Mishabes and the Meich means Bishas Tashmish, also just the Meich. But the implication in the Gemara is Sholish Noshim Amutoy Bishas Tashmish. But Sholish Noshim, in respect to whom there is no Chshas Takone, so Asur is Bishas Tashmish. So it's Asur Bishas Tashmish, Ben Bishas Tashmish, Ben Lacha Tashmish. Because the Russian Gemara is Sholish Noshim Bishas Tashmish. That means that Sholish Noshim have no heter of meich, bein bishas tashmish, bein lacha tashmish. So Jesus explains it. Why? Because bein lacha tashmish. So there it's not the Yisrael of the Baal. The Baal doesn't do anything. Then it's the Yisrael of the Isha. And even though, because Rashi is chilek of his dam, even though an Isha is not muzeret on period of Rivyo, but still, she is asuro ala shodeda. Now Teisve Shite in Sanhedrin Daf Nuntes, I don't remember what I mentioned it, is that the Yisra of Ashkos HaZera L'Acha Tashmish is implicit in the Esther of Pruvu. So the Esther of Pruvu implies a Chiyu Vasei of period of Eivyo, and the Yisra Vikum Vasei not to destroy the potential life. So now with L'Acha Tashmish there is already potential life. So if a man, let's say, Hamtam Shiti is a woman, he's not there. But if a man will do it, so in other words, so let's say if the husband will participate in the Meich Lacha Tashmish of his wife, so then even Hamtam will agree that he's on there. Why? Because the Esther of Pruvu implies a Nisa Bikumba saying, a Nisa Bikumba say to destroy potential life. Lacha Tashmish, so there is already potential life. So this is how Tesis knows that according to Rashi, Shon Rashi Mizosa Mishmashra Zohra, Aron Midah Pir Yerino. That has to do with Meich Lacha Tashmish, because since the Roshin is Sholish Noshim Sham Zimeich, so true, the Sholish Noshim means Bishas Tashmish, but the implication is that Adam Noshim have no heter of Meich, Bein Bishas Tashmish, Bein Lacha Tashmish. So why Lacha Tashmish not? Because Noshim are also Muzoris, even though they're not mitzvahs. They're not mitzvahs on period of Rivyo, but they're still muzoris. Now, so Hamtam Shiti is that the only Yisrael of Ashkos HaZera, Lacha Tashmish, the only Yisrael of Ashkos HaZera is implicit in the Esther Pruvu, so there is an Yisrael that stays with Shiti in Ferel Nachnitet. But Rashi will agree with the Rambam in Nide, that the Yisrael of Ashkos HaZera, Lacha Tashmish, is implicit in the passage, Ki Yishris Komposo Darje. So that means, that was one of the averes of the Rambam. So the Rambam says that this implies an Isa. So it implies an Isa of Ashkos HaZera, Bein Ligabe the Ish, and Bein Ligabe the Ish. All right. So Rashi could agree with the Rambam.
What is that?
I think
the
Isa
of Ashkos
HaZera
is near three degrees.
No, it's not. That's Ramnetam Shite. And this is Ramnetam, so it's not. It's not the pshat in the Ramatam is not that there is no special Isa of Ashkos HaZera, but if it's Mashre Zera, so is Mivatun period of Rivyo. No, there is an Isa Bikum Vasei according to Ramatam too to be Mashre Zera, but that Isa is implicit in Pruvu, but it's an Isa Bikum Vasei, it's a Lara Bol Chol Vasei. Since it's like the Isa is implicit in Pruvu, so whoever is not Muzer on the Chiyuv Vasei of period of Rivyo is not Muzer on the Isa Vasei of Pruvu. But even according to Ramatam, there is a special Isa. Mashenke according to Ramban and Rashi, so it has nothing to do with Pruvu. It's implicit in Kishris Kabos Adarki. It has nothing to do with period of Rivyo.
According to Zayar,
no, what did the Zayar say? Only the Zayar says, on the contrary, that if one is Mashri Zera, so it is Shrach of Shrich HaZdami. Why is it Shrach of Shrich HaZdami? Because with Lacha Tashmish, so then there is already a potential life. There's already a potential life. So then...
So it has nothing to do with Prabhu. It's implicit in the Hishnat Kabbalah. It has nothing to do with Pierre Yavarin.
Of course,
now, what did the Zaya say? Only the Zaya says, on the contrary, that if one is Maschi Zera, so it is Shrach of Shrich and Dami. Why is the Shrach of Shrich and Dami? Because, Bishlach HaTashmish, so then there is already a potential life. There's already a potential life. So that's why there is a Shrach of Shrich and Dami. On the contrary, you know, it is specially there. Even, I mean, it's not difficult to call it the Ramatam either, because to a call it the Ramatam, it's implicit in the process of Purabu. But it's a new Yisra. It's a Lava Bobo Asay. Besides the Chiyuv Asay of Pierre Yavrinyo, there is an Yisra Asay of destroying the potential life. Of destroying the potential life. And even before Klippe. I mean, that is true. That the Yisra of Ashkosh Zera is not only after Klippe. Klippe means fertilization. You know, when the exile is fertilized. But the fertilization might take place within 3 days. Within 3 days as of Tashmis. So even before it is fertilized, even before Klippet, so there is an Issa of Ashkosh Zera, because even though the Excel was not fertilized as yet, there is still potential life, because it's not Yechus HaMais anymore. By itself it will take place if no one will be Mashkosh Zera. So Mimele, it's an Issa of destroying potential life. And according to the Rambam, this is implicit in the process of Kivishus Kobosadar. That means it's an Aveir. Umforish b'gmore, mishum noshim lav neisagoshimis. So they are not likely to come with the Yitzhak Zerah. Mashma, do you have the neisagoshim? Have the Yitzhak Zerah. Mashma, do you have the neisagoshim? Have the Yitzhak Zerah. Umim watin umforish, the lav neisagoshimis. This is how Rabbi Tam explained the Gemara. The Rabbi Tam may, you will say Tashmish, but I also need to show you, then there are Tashmish with us. והרי הוא כמעט עוזר עלי צבל אבוני, כי שמעתי לו למייך, אבו נשנס מייך, אך התשמיש, העביר עלי עשר, דהי גדרי כי הוא חמישה מייש, מי לדעה זה, הקטן הזה היה לנס, וליצר לי תשמיש, משום דלב להסבון ממנו, ואיש אשר נשנס רק עם מייך, לא יוזרו השחוס את זה רק, כי אם לא יביא כדה פיום לליביו, ומשם שאימר לקטון הרוח, זה הנצחיל, זה המחויום את זה שם לנס, סלטן שיטגיל, זה בן מישהו, היא זנת מוזרת, is not Muzer as an Yisra, an Yisra of Ashkosh HaZera, Lach HaTashmish, because according to Rambam is implicit in Shulavu, so Mimele it doesn't apply to Noshim. However, so all Noshim are Mutorim to use Meir Lach HaTashmish, without impairment of health in the woman. So, but when Gemara says here, Shomish Noshim Shams in Meir, it means Lach HaTashmish. And the Pshat of Meir is the Amichyomis to use Meir. And Chachomim says, Shinov Soim Hashem, they're not Mechyomis, they're not Mechyomis. When Rabbi Tam says, and it's Mashma from Roshna of Rabbi Tam here, the way Taisley mentions the Shinov Rabbi Tam, that even by the Timur Roshim, even according to Rabbi Meir, one wouldn't be allowed to be Mishamji Meir. So we explained it. How did they explain it? Why not? Because inasmuch as according to Rabbi Tam, there is no Issa whatsoever for a Misha to use Meir, Lach HaTashmish. So, and according to Rabbi Tam, this Gemara has referenced to a case where the use of the Meir, Lach HaTashmish, is certainly effective. The doctor says today that it's not effective. So why isn't it effective? Because the women are not experts, they don't have the expertise to know exactly what has to be done. So the Meile, when they do use Meir Lach HaTashmish, they don't do it in such a way, many times, they don't do it in a way that it should be Mashri Zera. But if a woman will have the expertise, let's say the woman herself has the training, and she knows exactly how to use it, so then it can be as effective as Meir Mishas Tashmish. So the Meile, according to Rabbi Tam, this Gemara has reference to a case where the woman knows that she can, with all certainty, be mashchis the zera lach atashmish. So the name of there is no heter for the husband to be mishamish, be mech mishat tashmish, because then we cannot say that inasmuch as there is no other way of having tashmish, it seems impossible to, with impunity,
there be a, why? You cannot say that with impunity. So she can have, it can have regular passions without Meir. Because according to Rabbi Tam, there is no Isa in using Meir Baratashmish. So she always has an alternative. Tashmish shall be Meir is not the regular colonization. So Meir is not there be it. If it's not there be it, so it's involved in itself, which is there at all. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, that there is an Isaiah of Ashkot Azera that is incumbent upon Oshin, so maybe we cannot say that it's not there or be it, because she has another alternative. She doesn't have another alternative. So maybe she doesn't have it. In other words, what's the alternative? The alternative is to become endangered, the life to become endangered, and even if it will not involve a real sakone, just an impairment of her health. So that means, so if the there or be it is, I'll be made. Since it's there or be it, so Meile doesn't involve an Isaiah of Ashkot Azera. This is how the Achiezer explains. I mean, that's the plain pshat in the Gemara, even though, I mean, the Chassam Sefer did not explain it that way, but the plain pshat in Rashi is the way the Achiezer said. So Meile, the reason is why is Rav Netam says that pshat Tashmish is Osea to use Meich, even by the Gimel Oshin, is not because Rabbi Netam holds that for that because of that Chosh and Cheike, so there is no heter. No, because since Rabbi Netam was Shitose, that La'acha Tashmi there is no Yisra, so in Meile there is an alternative for the woman to use the Meich La'acha Tashmi. So in Meile Tashmi shall the Meich is not the Rabbiye. If it's not the Rabbiye, it's involved in Yisra. Or of Meich Yisra, but all. Mashayin can according to the Mishayim who say, that a woman is Muzeres on Ashkot Azera. So Meile, there is no alternative. So Meile, that's the only way to have Tashmish, Alvei Meir. So Meile, it doesn't involve any Yisra of Ashkot Azera. Alright. Now, so Tesis mentions in the name of Rabbi Netam that with Mei Tashmish, Vabay also written Shemeir, even by the Sholesh Nosh. However, there is the revolt, and the Mordechai mentions the revolt. He mentions in the name of Rabbi Netam that Rabbi Netam Shite is that Rabbi Netam Shite that Kol Noshim are allowed to use Meir Bishat Tashmish. Why? Because it's there of Yes or Meir, it doesn't involve an Isaiah of Meir Tarev Atolo, even though it's part of each Noshim who are able to be Mishamish without Meir. But it still considered there are being. So Mimele, it doesn't involve an Isha of making the Alaton. Now, so we have in this Gemara, as I mentioned, three shittes. So the Pshat of Rashi is the Cholish Toshim Mishamshi the Meir has reference to Meir Mishat Tashmish, and according to the Meir, so the Cholish Toshim are Mutori Mishamshi the Meir. But Chol Noshim are Asurei, Shor Noshim are Asurei, and according to the Chachomim, even the Sholish Noshim are Asurei to use Meich. Even the Sholish Noshim are Asurei to use Meich, according to the Chachomim. According to Chachomim, why? Because of Shein Apsoim Hashem. So now, Shein Apsoim Hashem is in a well-established principle. So why does Rav Meir say that the Sholish Noshim are Mutorei? So we explain it that according to Rashi Pshat, the machleket between Rav Meir and the Chachomim is on the Ritvos Dichidesh in Yivomez Dafayin Reis. Because the Ritvos says in Yivomez Dafayin Reis that even when it's Toshe Mirabi, so we are allowed to be male teenage. If you need to shoot him in Yive, on the rainy day or on the cloudy day. So if he wants to be Mal, he can be Mal, but if he doesn't want, he doesn't have to be Mal. And he can be Deiche, and he can postpone the mitzvah of Yilud Bismano. Why? Because of Pekach Nefesh. So in other words, so the Ritva says that Shem Yitzvah Hashem is only a heter to involve oneself in Yechshosh and Yechayik of Sakone, where it's Doshe Berabi. Not that Shem Yitzvah Hashem implies that there is no Yechshosh Sakone. So according to Rashi, we have to say that on this question, so the machleket between Rav Meir and Rabban. So Rav Meir says, Sholish Noshim Misham Simech, they are allowed to be Misham Simech. even though they're allowed to be mishamish without meir, because it's not shibi rabin, but they but may hold that shilop shim Hashem is only a heter to involve oneself in ichshosh v'chedos sakoni. But if they don't want to involve themselves, so they are allowed. So that's why there is a mere session of Zazir. Whereas the Chachomim say, no, the Shem of Soim Hashem implies that it's not a Sakone altogether. It's not a Sakone. So in Meir, they're not even allowed to use Meir. They're not even allowed to use Meir. And since the dialogue is like Rabbanon of Meir, so that means, according to Rashi, so B'yeme B'shute, B'yeme B'yive, so he has to be mounted in it. Even if he doesn't want to be mouthed, yes, all right. And then there is the pshat of the Rambam, the Ksuvet, and the Rashbot, the Vomet, and the Ritvo, and they say that the Gemara Shom Shlosh Mishavis in Meir has reference to Meir Mishav Tashmish, but when Rameya says Shom Shlosh Mishavis in Meir, so he means Mechiyomis Mishavis in Meir. Mechiyomis Mishavis in Meir. And the Chachomim say, no, they are not Yechiyovit Mishamish V'meich. So if they want to be Mishamish Kidarkom, they can. Now, why? Because Shem Yisrael Hashem. So the question arises, but if they want to be Mishamish V'meich, so even the Chachomim agree, according to Ramban, the Rashi, the Ritva, that they are allowed to be Mishamish V'meich. So, but Reb Meir says, no, that the Amechiyomis to Misham Yimeich and Kedar Konaf. Why Kedar Konaf? But the question is, why are the Amechiyomis to Misham Yimeich, but there is a loch of Shem of Tzayim Hashem? So we said that according to these Rishenim, Reb Meir holds that the whole halach of Shem of Tzayim Hashem, which is only a heter, is only shayach to a case where one involves himself in his akonim. Not where he involves someone else in the Sakone. Now here, by Sholesh Noshim, so involves either the woman who is a Ktano, or the teenage, let's say, Tabinekes, Shematim Noviomus. So in regard to the involvement of somebody else in the Shosh Rechid of Sakone, even though in Shosh Rechid of Rabin, there is no heter of Shem of Tzayim Hashem, according to Rameya. Whereas according to the Chachomim, so there is a heter of Shem of Tzayim Hashem, even in the case where one involves somebody else in the social Rechid of Sakone, if it's not Shem. Alright. Why don't you do this in the Rambam? Why don't you do this in the Rambam? You know what Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said? Yeah. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said that the idea of Bitochon should be applied in regard to oneself, but not in regard to somebody else. One should not resort to the middle of Bitochen in regard to somebody else. And that's exactly the shite of Remeya. After all, Shem of Soim Hashem. So we can rely on Shem of Soim Hashem in regard to oneself, but not in regard to anybody else. Because after all, there is such a thing. It happens. Let's say a plane. So, airplane crashes happen. It's a Shosher Echeike, it's highly improbable. And it's Moshe Berabi. But it happens. So, according to Rameya, one is not allowed to take an infant, a child, by plane. He wants himself to go by plane, fine. But to take a child by plane, not. Then, the Shita of Hametam is the Cholish Noshim Misham Shizimeich has reference to Meich Le'achatashmish, has reference to Meich Le'achatashmish, and when Rameya says Misham Sheish, so it means Mechiyovis Misham Shizimeich. And Chol Noshim, I'm not Mechiyovis Misham Shizimeich. And Chomim Achilik on Rameya, and they say that even the Cholish Noshim, I'm not Mechiyovis Misham Shizimeich. If they don't want to use Meir Le'achatashmish, they have to have to do. So again, the machlokes between Reb Meir and Rabbono on the contra metam is on the same question as to whether the heter of Shem of Soim Hashem applies to a case where one involves somebody else in Issachon. Then we saw that there is a machlokes for Shem. Now, all those who say that Cholish Noshim Misham Shizimeich, Misham means Mechiyovis Misham Shizimeich. So, but Adonoshim, so what the Pshat? Adonoshim, Arasuris Misham Shizimeich, Cholish Noshim Reb Meir says Amechiyovis. And Adonoshim, so, Arasuris. Reis, oh, the Pshat is Shovish Noshim Shams and Melech means they are Mechiyobis, and Chol Noshim are not Mechiyobis.
But if they want, they can.
So, from the Ritvo, it's Mashma Mifuresh, from the Ritvo, that the Chol Noshim, so are Asures. And of course, Tesis here also says in so many words, the Chol Noshim are Asures, the use Melech Mishat Tashmish, because it's Kimatil. So he says that in according to Ramadan too. Because since he has another alternative, so in many ways, Tashmish al Dimelech is not the Derechayimon, is not the natural cohabitation. So, from the Ritvo, it's Mashma that Yu Noshim, Shamshi Nechdam, Chuyobis, Shamshi Nechdam, Shom Noshim Arasurim. Why Vishat Tashmish? Because it involves an Isaiah of Mr. Derechayimon. Even though it's there are beer, but since the beer can take place without any devices, so in Melee, this is not there are beer. But the Rivon, what the Rivon says, and the Rivon mentions that in the name of Rabbi Tam also, just the opposite of what they said in the Tam, that Shom Noshim are not Mechiyovim, but with Torah they are. So the Shita of the Rivon is that as long as it's there are beer, even though the Tashmish can be done, without the place, without Meir, so it's still considered the Rabbi, and there is no Isaiah of making the Rabbi. Now let's see what the Rosh says in Shulchan Aruch Beis Yisrael. So he has two Rishayim. Vizel Rishayim Aro. Pirish Rashi Zal, Mutoris Risham, Pirish Elahai Perushim. Dem kein mit vom Heitheime, Rabon und Osru, wo am Heitheimei, dich kiebe die Mistakne, wa mren am Hossam bei Ivomes der Chadrischne, die nur Misabre, vada Leser, Misabre vada Leser, die kiebe die Chein, Rabon und Kikon, wo am Nashomani die Rachamu, heile du im Abre, die im Abre, die sage du im Meso, die kiebe die Chein, mein Tanu, die Schaio, die Leil, so weil, er kommt der Rache, der von mir erzählt, mit Tore, so dass mir der Chachom im Zeh, Azure, why Azure is, but there is, ich schaas, Sakone, how can we say Azure? Elevadai, so the Rosh says like Ramba, like most machines. That Kimur, when the Meir says, Kimur Noshim Shamsi Lemeich, it means Chayovi to Shamsi Lemeich. Come on. The Chachomim and Rindeno Natsurim. Avol Oshud Biyoto. Avol Isa Ubalei and Leke. Shari Eino Mashchisi. Visu Mishum Eino Name Mut. So the Rosh of the Roy is two machines. So he says, the Chachomim say, Eino Natsurim. In other words, Eden Asuris, Avol Oshud Biyodon, Lishamish Bimeich. Why? Avol Yisrael Balei Elek. They are not making Zer Levatolo. Why? Sharei Mashri. There is no Yisrael Zer Levatolo. So it can be explained in accordance with the Sheik of the Ribbon. In other words, that by Komoshi, so it's not making Zer Levatolo because it's still Zer Levatolo. Or, since he has referenced the Gimonoshi, so the melee, the pshat, mashchisim is because he has no, because seems without meich, there might be sakone. So the melee, that is there be. So the melee, if it's there be, so it doesn't involve an Israel, it's there at all. That's the first motion. But then the second motion says, v'su mishum eino namimut, mishum eino namimut, because of mitzvah eino. Now, so the question is, so that's another motion. So what does it mean, Mishumei Anamut? If it's Osar, it's Osar. I mean, one cannot be able to Yisurim because of Mitzvah. One cannot be able to Yisurim because of Mitzvah. So apparently, the second Lashon holds, the second Lashon in the Or disagrees with the first Lashon. The first Lashon, because the first Lashon holds as Rashi, agrees with Rashi. Sharim Ashrisim, because since it's there on B.A., so it's not making Zera on Lashon. There on B.A., there is no use there of Ashros as Zera, or if it's there on B.A. So the second Lashon holds, apparently, that even though it's there on B.A., but inasmuch as the issue, it comes out of the Meir, so the Meir, it should involve an Israel of making Zera. But he gives another term. He gives another Russian. Why? Because of Mitzvah Seino. Now, Mitzvah Seino is not Eich Yisurim. So what's the pshat in the second Russian? Now there is a Gemara that I involve in Pirkei Avot. And because of this Gemara, so Reb Chaim Eliezer and Achiezer is Matir, I mean the child comes up very often. There were some very lot of it, but Reb Chaim Eliezer was made on it. Now, many times the doctor advises the husband whose wife cannot have children, and so he tells the husband that he has to produce a sample of his semen in order to see, I mean, how he could have children. So the question is whether he's allowed to produce a sample of his semen. So Reb Chaim Eliezer, there were some rabbonim who offered it, but Reb Chaim Eliezer was matter it. And the Hezer Aye, from a very strong Aye, from the Gemara in Pirkei Avot, that I involved. And as a matter of fact, the Shiva Siavet of Yaakov Tanin is also matter it, before Reb Chaim Eliezer. So the Gemara says here that I involve on Medalev, the Gemara says, the sixth line from the top, I involve on Medalev. Eat my name. Omar Rav Mori, Bamar, Omar Marut, Omar Shmuel. Nikal Vatora Asmo, the Nistam. Now there is a loche of Khrushchevko, but to a Dako. So if there is an Ekkes in the Atoro, so he is in Khrushchevko. So he's also loving the call. But suppose the Nekkes is healed. Now the Yisra of Khrushchevko, I discussed it in Yuchas Preises, I discussed it. I mean the fundamental distinction between the din of Khrushchevko and the din of Preifer. Because Preifer in the Chayos, it's only a sinner. This is not a thing that makes it into a Preifer. So even if there will be a Shiva Ateva, and through some way, I mean, the way to raise the Behemoth, so it should still be affected. The Behemoth still be affected with the Yisra Preifer. Masha'im came, the Yisra of Khrushchevko, so he is to an appellation. So the person who was a Khrushchevko, he becomes able to have children, so then he's mutalovico. And because of that, I mean, there are many Jews who were crippled, you know, by the Nazi beasts during the Holocaust, and they made them into all kinds of Khrushchevkas, but then through miraculous operations, so they were able to have children, so they were mutalovico. So the halacha is, if there is an eket in that Torah itself, so then he's a Khrushchevko. But suppose the Neke is Nistam, so then he's Mutalov with the call. So in other words, because then he's able to have children. So the Gemara says, Nika Batora Atzmo v'Nistam, so it depends. Kol Shiyu Nikra V'Nikra Apostol, V'Lav Kosh. The fact that we don't see any Neke. Normally, on the Git, usually on the Git, so it's no Raya that he's not a Khrushchevko, that it's Nistam. Because sometimes it's Nistam if the Git is not in an erect state. But when the Git produces carry, a Shechvazera, so then the Nekev will be detected. So in other words, so in order to be able to determine whether it's Mutalovi Bikol or not, so we have to see whether we can detect the Nekev when he has carry. So Kol Shehu Nikra V'Nikra Apostol V'Maskosha. Sholach le'rove brei le'rove le'rave le'rav yesei ilamdeinu rabbeinu heicha dinon. But how can we determine that? Omalei, my sinon namech mime disare. In other words, that we bring the bread, made a hot piece of bread that was made out of barley. Umanchino le'ya bepukre. So in other words, and we place it on the emes. Umikre, so that will result in carrying. So then, we have to watch it, to observe it, whether we can see a naked on the deed or not. Alright, so in other words, so the Gemara says that we are allowed to do that, but that we are making, so when he does, when he resorts to this device, so he's making there, so we see, so the Shosh Yavet really mentions this Gemara, so we see that if it is necessary to be able to get married, to have children, because without this determination, this will not allow him to get married, because maybe the Khrushchevko is also not living cold. So in other words, so in order to be able to have children, it's muter to be made in Zeralato. So Reb Chaim Eliezer explains it very simply. It's not that having children is Deicha Yisurim. Having children is not Deicha Yisurim, but the Yisar is an Yisar of made in Zeralato. So if, as a result of that, he'll be able to have children, so then it's not Levato. It's not Levato. So, apparently, the pshat, here on the hall, we have two Rishayim here on the hall. We have two Rishayim. So one Rishayim in the hall is, Vachachomim Emrim, they are Asuris. Aval Oshu is the other. Aval Isal Valei and Leket to be Mishamim. So one Rishayim is Shari Mashrit. So that's why the Shite of the other Rishayim. Either he agrees with the Rishon, or the Chola Pochet he agrees with the Ritmo, seen by the Gimel Noshim. So Tashmish without Meich will result in the impairment of health in the woman. So Mimele is there or be it. So he doesn't Shari Mashrit because there or be it. But then he says, Visu Mishamein on Amen with them. So that means that the second Rishayim the Rishon holds, that he means there or be it. But inasmuch as the issue comes out on the Meich, and it doesn't come in context, we the group of the Isha or some melee should involve in this there of Ashwata Zera. But it's Mutter anyway. Why is it Mutter? Because of the mitzvah. Because of the mitzvah of Veino. So in other words, some melee, so in the same way as the Gemara that I invoke is Matia to be Mitzvah Zera in order to determine as to whether it's a Kushovka or not. So it's not a Vatolo. So it's not a Vatolo. So melee in this case here, because of the Mechir of Eino, that he owes it to his wife, and it will not use Meich. So in Melech, then the health of the wife will be impaired, and it's not only that it will be impaired. If the health of the wife will be impaired, he will not even, he will not even be Mekayim the Mitra of Eino, because the Mitra of Eino is a Chiyuv to her. See, a Chiyuv to her, she can be Meichel on it. So in Melech, if it involves an impairment of the health of the wife, so it's not behind the mitzvah seino. So mimele, it's not a batolo. So that's why it's muda. That's why it's muda. In other words, so nakimina between the first washing in the hall and the second washing in the hall would be, suppose the wife tells him that she's not interested in having relations. So mimele, according to the first washing, so it will still be muda, because since it's there of B.A., so it doesn't involve an Isaiah of Ashkosh Isaiah. But, according to second motion, so even when it is there of B.A., but inasmuch as the issue does not come out on the Meir, it doesn't come in contact with the group of Isha, so Mimele, it is and it involves an Isaiah of Mitzvah. But the heter is because of Mitzvah Seino. So it's not a Latoro. But if she says she's not interested in any relations, then according to the second washing the hall, it would be also have to be Mishamish Mimele. But according to the first washing the hall, it would be Mutea, even if she says that she is Meichel and she's not interested in relations. Now, so because of that, Gemore, that I involve, so in other words, let's say an abortion. So an abortion in a hardship situation. So before the fetus is 40 days old, so then it's definitely Mutea. Because then it's not, it does not a Levin of Nefesh, even according to Rambam Shite. But the question is, why should it be Mutea? But two, so there is no Isar Itziche. If the fetus is less than 40 days old. But an Isar of Ashvata Zera it should involve. An Isar of Ashvata Zera it should involve. I mean, and Ramletam is only a Yochi. All the other Rishayim hold that an Isho is Mutea for Ashvata Zera. So why the abortion would have in a hardship situation, let's say in case of rape, or let's say she becomes sick with a certain, she comes sick with a certain sickness, and doctors say that there is a possibility that the child would be born handicapped or mentally retarded, whatever it is. So then, it's a double portion that it's muter. Now, the question is, why is it muter? But Hashvot and Zera is also Nisa de Raise, and the hardship is not Deiche. Is not Deiche Nisa de Raise? The answer is because of this Gemara. The Gemara that I both said, that Hashvot Zera is Mutea, even for the purpose of enabling the person, for the purpose of enabling Bezdin to make a determination as to whether he's a Khrushchev or not. In other words, so that means he'll be able to get married. So in other words, it's not with Atolo. So, of course, if there is a hardship situation, if the child might be born handicapped, or let's say there'll be humiliation for the woman, let's say in case of rape or so on, or whatever the hardship situation is, so it's certainly not a Vatolo. So it's Muda. So because of that Gemara, so the Rosh says, in the second Roshim, that the reason as to why the Amutoris, Risham Jumeir, is because Risham Mitra Seino, so the Meir is not a Vatolo.
Left off at 8:30. cemetery for Sando.
Here's the confess. So Mubarak.
Cemetery for Sando. Here's the confess in Sabere, the Hidden Sabere, the Hikar, the Sabere, who pay his source. So it's mashma from Rashi that it is possible for a woman who is already pregnant that she should conceive again.
We hold the Omar Mahapela as
the
Elisha
Mishabere, the Chayim Mishabere, so that's physically impossible. So, Choyma Bahayim Edavke Ben Kayom. But to conceive a non-viable when the woman is Mishabere, that's possible. From Tam Foresh, the Tandal doesn't mean that she becomes Mudaret again. That's impossible. Even if not Ben Kayom. But the sandal who kishay isha misaberet keimi im shameshes b'lebeich nichnas ha shefateret nishnei avodis v'dirche kirsam
v'ishe eso echo sandal.
So in other words, so it might kill the fetus. The chay ma'ashma ma'apel v'yivor echo t'habe
v'kamrinam v'loma uska sandal
v'ale im sandal sheini me'ivlad v'mishane iti isyali b'kiru ba'ade yochaname v'ochema eskinon v'isyali zoha ba'ade
ma'u di teime.
Hoyu, so in other words, so if there was a zocho,
and then there was a sandal,
so Maori say, so we still say that she has to observe
the chumre, the tumas leiva of the case.
So Maori say, me hoyu v'lomar abit for kishem adrat,
still you had a zocho. Umi hai zocho, hai nami zocho hu. Now one vlad is certainly a zocho,
and then there was a miscarriage of another vlad, and we don't know whether it's a zocho nikeves. So I should say, since one vlad is a zocho, so it's a raya that ish was mazriya tchilo. So in the mele she shouldn't have to be machmir and observe to mislead her 14 days.
Kol mashmiron, eima shnei mizriya batachet. They were both mazriya at the same time. So in the mele one child can be a zocho and the other child can be a nikevo. So that's the sample, I mean the miscarried child that is a nikevo. Wien Sandal Bishnei Buri, Lomar Havel Nema mit Hai Socher, Hai Name Socher, wie Lomar Lomar Nema Schnee mit Rio Batacha. Alright, so in other words, Ram Tam Shitti is that Sandal doesn't mean that she'll become pregnant again. That in other words, that it will kill the fetus. Alright, now Shemot is Sabe Vitomu. So Rav Bibe Kamer Nachman says that Sholish Noshim Shabbos is Meich, Ktano Muberes Miniko, Ktano Shemot Isabe V'Shemotom. So the Gemara is the Kashe, Shemot Isabe V'Shemotom. But it's possible that to be Misabe Renatom, Michal Rike Ktano Dimabre V'Loi Meisom. So the Gemara says, Imo Shemot Isabe V'Shemotom. In other words, it's unlikely that she will be Misabe, but if she does, there is a remote possibility. And if she does become Mubarak, so then it will definitely be Tom. Shemot Isabe become. The Liboyle with Shnui, Dinokat, Shemotomus, Dinokat Shemotomus, Mishim Dei Nivade Meiso, Elokish Yolda Bekat, Abel Yolda Begadlet, Abel Bishn Isabe Bekat, from Chayo, in other words, why do the Gemara say that we have to change the Loshon in Rav Bibe? Not Shemot Isabel Bishemotom, which implies that it's possible to be married, to give birth to a child, and that they should both be alive, but Shemot Isabel Beitom. Why can't we say Shemot Isabel Bishemotom? Because then we have the difficulty, Motinu Hameise, Mimayanes. If it is possible, only at the expense of the risk to our life, but possible it is. So, Mimayle, there is a possibility of the Hameise that should be the Mayim. And the Mishnah says, we must see the Hameise Mayim. So Jesus says, the Kashe, no. We can say, the Rav Nachman says, Shemot Isabe or the Shemotom. But then, why does the Mishnah say, we must see the Hameise Mayim? So we could say, that when is it Vada Neiso, if it's Yolda Bikat, Avol Yolda Bikatles, Avol Pishen Isabra Bikatnes, is Ponechai. In other words, if, let's say, she becomes pregnant before 12, and she gives birth to a child before 12, then it's motherly. But if she becomes pregnant before 12, and then she gives birth, the lady takes place after 12, then
the problem is shechayo.
So mimele, it's loy mishtacha, so we can read the member of Rav Nachman in text, k'tano shemotomus, shemotisabe v'shemotomus, and then there is no kache. Why does the Mishnah say v'matzino chameisim imayenet? Because in order to be imayen, so two things, chameisim imayenet. So first of all, she has to be a chameisei, and she has to remain a k'tano. But for the mishtacha chameisim imayenet, the yoldo b'katnu, so what a meis? So we can visualize a chameis. The yoldo b'gadlos, she will nechel v'moi, because she is already a zeiro. So it cannot be imayen. So why does the Gemara give that teret? So now comes the teret of Tesis. Mishim di praise di Rav Bibe, then the teret. Mishim di praise di Rav Bibe, lo imit lege mi de bibu, shnach yidveis, vinyonda bi gadles, vinyonda bi kat. Because Rav Bibe doesn't distinguish if we give the teret. So then, and Rav Bibe says, shemot isabe or shemotom. And according to this teret, so when is it? When is it shemotomus? That is, if yonda bi gadles. But if you only become this, it's not Shemo. So Rabbi should say, should spell out Shemo Tisabei v'Shemo Tomus v'Gadluso. He says Shemo Tisabei v'Shemo Tomus stand. So in other words, he doesn't distinguish between Yom HaBigadlo and Yom HaBigadlo. It's not what it is, so even if Yom HaBigadlo, otherwise, so Rabbi should spell it out. Veid when Yistabei should teach them how late HaBigadlo is, he says, hello evil. Veid in Itali to Emes, Rabbi Barlu Yoy, יכולתי חזמן, כי מייסו ויהיו ברמס. ויהיו ברמס. Even if the lady is begotten. So it's still, he mayso ruban. Right. Now, what does Rabbi Loya say? Rabbi Loya says, Vul Yeshu, קדם הזמן הזה מסבר אסכוליקה. תיך הזמן הזה, כי מייסו ויהיו ברמס. לאח הזמן הזה, כי חיו ויהיו ברכה. אחר הזמן הזה, Now, what is the... So Tesis Shita is... I mean, that Tesis Shita is that when we say Achar Azman Hazeh, there are some Rishonim who say that Kedem Azman Hazeh means now he mentions three qualities. Kedem Azman Hazeh, Eim Misabdagas Kolika. Teich Azman Hazeh, he may some rubramet. Leachar Azman Hazeh, he chayo vubrachat. So there are some, Rishenim, who are here can take. And we say that Teich Azman Hazeh means, Kedem Azman Hazeh means before 11. Before 11. And Teich Azman Hazeh means between 11 and 12. Leachar Azman Hazeh means after 12. But Teiches doesn't agree with that. Teiches Shita is that Teich Hazman Hazeh means within the year when she becomes a Gdelet. Let's say she becomes a Gdelet before 12, so that means she becomes a Gdelet at 11 and 6 months. So then, Teich Hazman Hazeh means from 10 and 6 months to 11 and 6 months. That's Teich Hazman Hazeh. Within the year of her becoming a Gdelet, whenever she becomes a Gdelet. Now we can never know when she becomes a Gdelet. So, but if she has, according to Maskona of Gemore, so if she has a child, either because Bonimarin Kisimonim or Bonimadibin Kisimonim, so then she can become a Gdelet before 12. So Minele, if she has a child, let's say, at 11 and 6 months, so Teich Hazman Hazeh means within the year of 11 and 6 months. And Kedem Azman Hazeh means prior to that. And Lachar Azman Hazeh means after she becomes a Gdelet. This is Tesis. So Tesis says, Veimari, Veim Liforish Achar Azman, Achar Shnat Yitzvei Yinech, Afilu Bnei Avoyet Bishayim. Vim Kei, Motinu Chameisim Imayenet. So in other words, so then, we can still find Chameisim Imayenet. The Chameisim Imayenet, according to those who are Chilik and Rav Sarfet, only Rav Sarfet says, But let's say Rav Zvid, she is that without desires, so she cannot become a Gdelet, even if she has a child. And the only reason as to why she has a child, So then she is in the way because the tirayet, the catch desire. So the question is, if we say the tachar hazman hazeh means hashmash shivrei mechot, apinu blu yavos desires. So the question of ayus is, the motzimu chamitim ma'emet, the atzim shmiseo yechilu limoi. That shmiseo yechilu limoi, im lo yivio b'isayre, limam de omar in chishi shin shemo nosfu, v'apilu limad. Paskino. So in other words, if, let's say, if we don't see any shmiseire, so then she can be mayim even though she's much older than 12. We don't have to be chishish. Maybe she has after 12, and then it's so on. We don't have to be chesish. But you might be chesish in the chesish, in other words, that's midraise. In regard to any question that is midraise. So even if we don't see, don't observe any shnisayret, we have to be chesish, maybe she has shnisayret in Nosru. For example, when is it, when do we have an example when shnisayret, he had the boar lachas mouth? So because the halacha is that he's a ktano who got married to her husband, to Nisuin the Rabbonot. And he, after 12, so the husband cohabited with her, so Memele, we say, so we are Cheshish, maybe she has desires, even though we don't observe any desires, and the desires were not true, so Memele, that cohabitation is, we should be it. Because true, that Kushin requires it in the Kima Dovor, but we say, and it's an unsadder that the husband and wife constantly live together. So everybody is an Eidiyichut. Everybody is an Eidiyichut. So Memele, you are Cheshin. But of course, if she didn't have desires, so then the Kedusha the Raita couldn't be effective because she's still in Tanakh. But if she did have desires, then it was not so. So Memele, Kedusha Pia could be effective. So Memele, he says, it's Bo'olel. So you are Cheshin. Chazal is Eid Raita. So it's still, we can still visualize Chameis in Ma'ane. Kigen Shepirish Kishebol Achazman. Shein Beil Shein Dush. Suppose the husband, so, made a declaration. I mean, after she became a Gdele, that the competition that he has with his wife is not Shein Dush. Is not Shein Dush. So then, there is no Choshe of Israise. So even if she did have desires, so Mimele, she did not become Mekudeshes, Dushin de Raise, so Mimele, she can still be Mimai. The Mimai, the husband have taken the Raise, so Elo. So Tesis points out that when Rabbi Bali Yoye says, Achar Azman Hazeh, so he doesn't mean Achar Azman Hazeh. Achar Azman Hazeh, let's say Achashnat Yidveis, even without a voice siren. Even without a voice siren. But it means Elokishin via Bisire siren. Now, does it also mean you don't Acharazman Hazeh, Acharizveishono, and Havoz Bisires? That Tesis doesn't want to discuss, because that's stolen the Machlekes Rav Sabta and Rav Zvid, and the Machlekes Rashi and Tesis will see whether Rav Zvid holds, like the Mandoma, it means the Mandoma, the Tesis man is for Acharazman, as Rashi says, or as Tesis says, the Rav Zvid can hold that the Tesis man is his man, but by Boni, it is still Acharazman. So Tesis doesn't want to discuss that. But in Achaname, according to Rav Sapre, that Boni are in Tesimoni, even if we know that there are no Shnitzayres, so then the Pshati, Elokishi, Vio Bishayresayre, even without his Eishchik, even without his Eishchik. But Tesis doesn't want to involve itself in a discussion of this question. But Tesis only tries to point out that Rabbi Bar Liyoye, when he says Acharaz Manazeh, he doesn't mean Shnat Yidvei. He means Gadlet. He means Gadlet. So how does she become a Gdele? How does she become a Gdele with Shnisayre? So Acharaz Manazeh means Gadlet. Means Gadlet. Whether it also means Yidvei Shchedek, Yidvei Shono, in addition to Shnisayre, that depends upon the Machleket between Rav Sapta and Rav Zvid. But it means Gabbard. Esther Gabbard. We watch before, she said, the new too. He can say that has man. The Chayin into the Yerushalmi. He told a time that Rabbi Bar Yoye, he said that the Lord is shown.
And but it depends.
Upon that.
All right. Now, so the Gemara says.
The Gemara says, "Mi dikom the Gemara starts with mi dikom Hashem of Kisav and Hashem of Tomus." מי יכול לדעת כמה זה מהבר לא מייסו אם שמצים חמש שנים האלה הוא צנר לי את יכולים לחמש שנים חמש שנים חמש שנים האלה הוא ישן לי אנו כלומר זה אם השם אותי סבר ביתם ביתם because if he does become